Thank you, Dad, for agreeing to participate in my psychology experiment. You're the last subject I need to finally have all the evidence I need to prove my theory. It's okay, Dad. The rules for the test are simple. Just stay seated in your chair. Make sure you're comfortable, but stay sitting for the duration of the test and keep your eyes on me at all times. What does the test involve? Well, it's hard to explain, but I can tell you that it's already begun. The moment we sat down across from each other, father and daughter, I began recording this session to make sure every detail of your response is captured. Go ahead and look up. Wave to the camera on the ceiling. Hey! While the test is hard to describe, I can at least tell you what I'm trying to prove. I have this hypothesis, you see. When given the opportunity to have intercourse with a young, fertile, and willing female, the biological response is for a man's brain to lose the ability to properly reason. He will lack consequential thinking skills, and every thought his mind generates will be to rationalize sexual engagement in order to gratify his immediate desire for procreation, regardless of the consequences his behavior may have in the long term. In other words, men are monsters who crave young flesh. You look uncomfortable, Dad. Do you disagree? Oh, because I'm your daughter and talking about men's sexuality. Oh, come on, Daddy, this is for research. And I've already documented a number of instances where this is the case. It's more than a theory. Men can't think when a hot young student tempts them. I started my research with my professor. He sat in the chair across from me, just like you are now. And in less than 15 minutes, he ended up coming inside me on camera, despite the huge problems it would create for him and his job. What do I mean by coming inside me? Dad, you know what I mean. I mean, his cock exploded in what I can only imagine was the best orgasm of his life. His eyes rolled back so far, and his body couldn't stop shaking even after I got off him. I was actually a little concerned until he stood up and started panic pacing around the room. Please stay, Daddy. I know it seems inappropriate to talk to your daughter about this stuff, but you did agree to sit there until the test is over. Don't worry, I know that you and I doing anything like this would be crossing a line that's too far, even for an experiment. But you see, I need a control subject to not have sex with, since every other guy in the study caved and gave in to the temptation. For example, the next guy was my boss at work. The professor was risking his job to fuck me, but he's a smart guy, he can always find another one. My boss, on the other hand, well, you know him, Dad, he's married. And having sex on camera with a student, that's going to cause years of damage to his relationships once I publish my study. But I think I made it worth it for him. He was ready to come so quickly. But I wanted it to last, so I sat still on his lap, with his cock deep inside me. I could feel it pulsing, begging to come. I knew that a single thrust would make it erupt, so I kept my hips still and just gently kissed his neck and lips until he lost control. He became like an animal. But instead of thrusting and having the orgasm I knew he desperately wanted, he pushed me off of him, threw me back into my chair, and then devoured my pussy until he heard me coming all over his face. Then he fucked me doggy style, but came himself in seconds. It was nice to see that even in that animal-like state of mind, he put my orgasm first. So considerate. He told me my pussy was the most delicious thing he'd ever tasted. Every now and then, I like to slip my hand down my skirt, like this. And then just trace my finger around my lips. To taste what he gave up his marriage for. But Dad, I didn't stop there. I also seduced the pastor. Now here's a guy that stood to lose everything. I never thought in a million years I would convince him to lose his wife and his job to do something explicitly against his faith. We actually didn't get very far. Not because he didn't want to, but because he couldn't even endure the lightest touch of my hand. He sat right in that chair and felt me run my fingers slowly up and down the shaft of his cock. I started rubbing the pre-cum into the head, and when I leaned down to kiss it, the second he felt my breath on his cock, he came right in my face. I was a little annoyed, actually, Dad. I've never liked the idea of my face being a bullseye for guys to come on, but I know he didn't mean to do it. Something about my sinful touch must have set his lust on fire. Though knowing his wife, I imagine that was the first touch his cock had felt in years. And that's where you come in, Daddy. You're the one that's here to say no. You're the one that's supposed to resist me and prove that there are potential exceptions to the irrational cravings men have for somebody like me. And I'm sorry, Deb, but that means I'm going to have to try and seduce you, just like I did with them. It's for science, Dad. It's going to get really awkward, but it's important to follow the rules. Remember, you agreed to stay in that chair and keep your eyes on me. But it could be any part of me. Go ahead. Let your eyes scan up and down my body. After all that talk of other men coming inside me, does it change the way you see me, Dad? Does my soft, smooth skin suddenly look enticing? Is it hard not to look at my breasts? They're so firm and perky. You can see so much of my cleavage in this. I worked really hard to find a top that you'd like, Dad. I notice whenever I don't wear a bra, I catch you trying to stare. You're not as subtle as you think, although Mum probably hasn't noticed yet. And this skirt. I made sure it's just short enough to draw your eyes to my thighs. If I uncrossed my legs right now, you'd even get a glimpse of my little pussy, wet and eagerly waiting for you. Go ahead. Take a look. Is that too much? Am I coming on too strong? Let me tell you how I seduce the others so you have a better chance of resisting me. First, I would make sure that the conversation got very sexual, very quickly. I wanted them to start looking at me as a sexual object as soon as possible, and then let that lust linger and build the longer they spent with me. I would use the rule that they had to stay seated to get them to stick around longer than they would normally be comfortable with. And then I would help them rationalise staying with phrases like, "You've just been sitting there this whole time. I'm the one being naughty. You won't get in trouble for just sitting there." And once I could convince them to buy into that terrible logic, I would straddle them. Like this. And then keep feeding them the line that they aren't doing anything but what they already agreed to do. Sit there while I test them. And that if they resist that test, like I know you're going to, Daddy, it would be good for them to be able to prove that they are good men. And I would watch as they convinced themselves they weren't going to give in. That they were just sticking around to prove how strong they are. Every word was a lie. Once their lust went too far, they stopped thinking and just gave in to the pleasure they knew my body could give them. Shh, don't worry. I'm not going to do anything you don't ask me to. Except my bare pussy on your trousers feels so good right now. It's really hard not to be turned on by that cock right now. Oh, don't worry about the camera, Daddy. Nobody can blame you for having such a hard, throbbing cock right now. That's just a biological response. As long as you don't act on it, you're fine. I know you're strong enough to resist. But you look a little uncomfortable with your arms in such an awkward position. Why don't you just rest your hands on my legs? Yeah. Like that. I felt your cock move a little. Maybe touching my legs was a bad idea. Do you think we've gone too far, Dad? What does my skin feel like? Tell me. For science, of course. Tell me what my skin feels like as you gently caress my legs. How is my smell affecting you, Dad? Tell me what it's like to smell me while your hard cock throbs as you keep moving your hands up my legs. Now here's a tough question, Daddy. How do you justify what you're doing right now? What are you telling yourself to make this okay? Your daughter is straddling you with her bare pussy, and you're rubbing her legs. Just saying it out loud. Isn't this too far already? You know I'm recording this, right? I think you may be failing the test, Daddy. Shh, I know, I know. I know you aren't going to fuck me. But this video footage kind of fucks you, doesn't it? I know what's going through your mind right now. You're thinking, she's not going to show this to anyone. There's no way she'd do that. She'd never do that to me. Not her dad. Maybe you're right. Maybe I would never do that to you. But did you ever think you would do this to me? Did you even realize you're slowly moving your hips? That's your daughter's pussy you're grinding against. Whether I release this video or not, you've no reason not to take it further. Here, let me pull my top down. I want you to kiss my nipples. Look how perfect they are. So perky. Pointing straight at your lips. Begging to be taken in by your mouth. If you're going to get in trouble anyway, you might as well get a little bit more of that forbidden sexual pleasure. The greatest taboo. It's not going to be any worse, Dad, than grinding against me and rubbing my legs. Yes. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, gently. Please, gently. Yes. Oh, your lips. Oh, suck. Yes, fuck. Yes, like that. Oh, run your hands under my skirt and feel my ass while you continue to use my breasts. Oh, fuck, Dad, that feels amazing. Your cock out so you can grind directly against my tight, smooth 20-year-old pussy. Yes. Oh, fuck yes. Oh my God. Yes. You feel so good against me. Your thoughts are all gone. Oh, fuck. You can't justify any of this. You can't rationalize it. There's nothing you could possibly be telling yourself that would make this okay, Dad. Fuck yes. You're grinding your cock against your daughter's pussy. Oh, my God. You're sucking her nipples as you play with her ass. Fuck! This is awful, any way you look at it. Ah, and yet here you are, making me feel so good. Oh, fuck. Full cock, empty mind. Oh, God. And now it's inevitable that you're gonna fuck me. You're going to slam that cock inside me, Daddy. I'm a young, willing, and fertile female. And you're a mindless, lust-driven zombie who can't think, only fuck. And you're going to fuck me, Dad. Tell me to put your cock inside. Beg me. Beg to fuck your daughter's tight little cunt. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, 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 you feel that pussy. That's my pussy, Daddy. Oh, you're filling my pussy so much with your big fat cock. Fuck. You can stop anytime you want. You can just say no and I'll get off you. I'll stop grinding and squirming in your lap. Oh, you know you're not supposed to come inside me. Ah, that would be bad. That would be wrong. You know that you need to walk away. Yes, bite my nipple, fuck. You can't do that. You can't stop yourself from wanting me. Oh, fuck, I'm so full. You just feel lust. It's overwhelming. Oh, yes. Oh, submit to it more, Daddy. Prove me right. Prove that you can't resist my young little pussy. My tight pussy that you're filling. Oh, prove that your mind is melted. Mum doesn't matter. Your job doesn't matter. Fuck, your reputation doesn't matter. No, yes, fuck harder now. Yes, fuck your daughter's cunt. Oh, Oh, Dad, I didn't know how much I wanted this. I honestly didn't think this would happen. Oh, my God, but I want it. I want it now. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I want it so much, Daddy. Oh, that's such a turn on. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, feeling twitchy and throbbing and getting harder and harder inside me, Dad. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, we're doing this. Oh, oh my God. I want you to come inside me. I need you to come inside me. Oh, fuck. Get ready to come inside me, please. I want you to come with me. I think I'm going to come. I can't. My brain is... Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. I can't stop it. I can't stop it. I can't stop it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm going to come, Daddy. Come. Come with me. Fucking come inside. Didn't expect you to give in. Oh my God, but I didn't expect to want it so much myself either. Fuck. Maybe I should explore that a bit more. What do you think? Should we set up another test to see why your daughter can't stop thinking about your cock? Oh, fuck. I think we should wait and see how this one is received after I hand it in. Oh, yes, Dad. Of course I'm going to publish the video. I guess you're going to want to start thinking of where you're going to live when Mum kicks you out.